The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike here. It is gnarly out there, folks. If you're listening to us in your car, please drive safely. I definitely had my no traction light blink at least a half dozen times on my way over here, and I just live downtown. So yeah, stay safe. It was actually very funny because last night I was at the Boys and Girls Club, and which is nice because I can just walk there. Ooh, you're a little loud.
Sorry. But
no, that's my fault.
From that ice to this ice.
That ice to this ice. And Taconic won, crazy game. We'll talk about that in a second. And then I hear kids going, and it's a snow day tomorrow. It's a snow day tomorrow. Because it's already been announced. So they were all very, very happy. So they got a senior night win. And it's a snow day. It's like that's a 2-for-1 special. Mm-hmm. So good evening for I could say Taconic, but it's basically everyone south of Pittsfield. I saw Lee. The schools were already
giant
closed.
Swaths of the county were happy last night. Yes, both for a snow day and a hockey win.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, the one who scored the winning goal, Cody, where does he go?
I believe
to school?
He is. Well,
I was trying to think of his name from other sports, but I wasn't. I'm sure he might play lacrosse or something, but I couldn't pinpoint him, and I couldn't see the back of his jersey in some of the photos. I guess that would give it
the
away.
Roster that I have says Taconic.
Ah, okay, there you go.
So I think he is a Taconic. Yeah, no, it is confusing because for those of you who are not aware. The Taconic hockey team is everyone that's south of Pittsfield. So Taconic, Pittsfield, Wakona, Lenox, Lee, Monument Mountain, and Mount Everett, all who want to play hockey, you go to Taconic. And then if you're north of that, you go to McCantech. So actually, I guess that's just a nice transition in. Yeah, so it was the first game between McCann and Taconic. This year, it was at the Boys and Girls Club. It was Taconic senior night. I don't know if it was the best game I've ever seen, but it was one of the most entertaining hockey games I've ever seen. I mean, 13 goals, you had 6 ties, you had 7 lead changes, just an insane game, packed crowd, really loud, lots of cheering. It was great. It was great for hockey in this county, which has fallen on tough times in the last 25 years, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It went to overtime. And this was a game that I think McCann is going to be sore about for a while because they absolutely could have won this game, and they didn't. You know, Taconic had 2 leads the entire game. They led 4-3 in the third, and they led 7-6 when they got the overtime winner from Cody Soper. That was about a minute and change into overtime. And so McCann led 1-0, they led 2-1, they led 3-2, they led 5-4, they led 6-5, and then they lost, and so that's just really that's a tough one for them to swallow, I think, because they played a great game. Both teams played a great game. Both coaches, Matt Risley for Taconic, Matt Parise for McCann, said as much. Both teams played really, really, really well, and it was just kind of an insane hockey game where no one wanted to lose. You know, McCann did not want to lose to Taconic, and Taconic did not want to lose on senior night, did not want to lose to McCann, and that kind of made the difference. And so, yeah, Soper had a hat trick. He had 2 goals. He had a goal in the third and then the goal in OT. He had the game-tying goal because with 1:23 left, Taconic had a face-off on the McCann side, and they pulled Hunter Shepherdson, who was their goalie, so that way they could put 6 men on the ice, and that got them the goal. You know, they got the puck. I believe it was 53. Who's number 53? Now I'm forgetting. But he passed it to Soper, who fired just a rocket left to right, scored, and that tied the game up. McCann couldn't get a goal in the last minute or so, and then they go to overtime, and Taconic's offense really kicked into gear. They did a really good job because McCann, to start the third, had been pouring it on. There was actually the third period had this insane. We had a not even 2 minute stretch where 4 goals were scored. It's like a team would score and then 30 seconds later the other team scored. It was just insane hockey. So yeah, really fun night. And then for Taconic, this is great because they had a really brutal loss to East Hampton where they were up 2-0 and then lost 5-3. And East Hampton gave them the lumber, and Taconic wanted nothing to do with it. And in this game, McCann gave them the lumber in the first period, and Taconic wanted nothing to do with it, and McCann led 2-1 after the first, And after that, and Risley said as much. He said, this is what happens, guys. Like, this is what happened before. Whoever skates hardest is wins, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Taconic took it to heart. And I think, some senior night stuff probably helped with that, both in terms of maybe because you're distracted by senior night, you're not coming out with the full focus. And then because it's senior night, you don't want to lose. So you're going to turn a better performance in. And they took it back to McCann. So then it was played very evenly down the stretch. And yeah, they gutted it out. They found a way to win. A lot of emotional swings, and they found a way to win. So very impressive. Now they've won two in a row because they went to Newtown, Connecticut. They beat Newtown. Now they beat McCann. They have another crazy game on, I think it's Saturday, because they go to Framingham to play Keefe Tech, mm-hmm. which that's kind of one of those. I think Keefe Tech was like 6-3. But I also am kind of of the opinion that, they're an Eastern Mass team, so there's kind of generally a higher barrier. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So that's another tough game. But, yeah, great now for Taconic as they have 4 or 5 games left in the season.
Keefe Tech's actually, they are behind them slightly in the D4 rankings. Keefe Tech 6-6. Okay. So a winnable game.
Sure.
And these are all super, super important for Taconic. I know you can talk a little bit about the atmosphere last night, but Taconic is the reigning Western Mass Class B champion. Right now, they're a 3 seed, which means they would not get this is a 4-team tournament, so would not get a home game.
No one gets a home game.
Oh, it's all whatever.
It's all semi, yeah.
Oh, okay then, never mind. Well, either way, if you want to be the home team against Amherst, Amherst is currently 0.7 ahead of them. These are all negatives, so my math is shaky, but to climb up there, yeah, to give yourself a good shot, they need to kind of keep this rolling, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, everyone knew that Taconic lost a lot from last year from the Western Mass title team, but, yeah, the beginning of the season did not look like a title defense, and hopefully they're kind of hitting their stride. I'm pretty sure they just play everything in West Springfield. For Western Mass hockey stuff. Semifinals are all West Springfield, and then okay. finals
it's
are
placeholder
too.
On Arbiter is the Boys and Girls Club, but that's just a placeholder, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's just a placeholder.
And speaking of which, they will play Amherst again at Amherst. They're back home next Wednesday against Southwick. And that will be kind of it for their home, I guess, because they will, this matchup happens again next, and so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 15th, up at the Peter Foote Vietnam Veterans Rink in North Adams.
And which Matt, is yeah. a place that Matt Priest said they played much better in. So, I mean, if you can score 6 goals and play poorly, that's... Or, you have another level up that's pretty impressive for McCann.
Yeah.
But, no, McCann, Van Harrington, their goalie, was very impressive. He had, I think, 25 saves in the first two periods. He was the reason they... I mean, he probably got 3 or 4 shots on at a time because Taconic was peppering him and he just wall up. So mm-hmm. he played really, really, really well. Just a tough one. Nolan Booth played well. Dallas Richard played well. Taconic just found a way to win. It was a great atmosphere. I would expect that to be the same case in North Adams. Seemed like everyone was out there. I suppose it kind of helps when it's senior night and you have 7 different schools. So whole lot of different fan sections that want to come and visit.
Yeah, it'll be a light night then as well, but a light night for the rest of the, like, it was a light basketball
sure.
night. Not a ton of other things were happening last night, so this was clearly a targeted let's fill the Boys and Girls Club.
And you can tell that I think they like playing. People like playing there more now because, so for those of you who maybe have not been to the ice rink in the Boys and Girls Club. Wild. Let's just take it inside to say insane against like the ordinance of God and all that is normal. you put a hockey rink on the third floor. Just crazy stuff. I love Pittsfield, but no.
It goes against the idea that heat rises.
Yeah. 100%.
Grade school.
So they took. Apparently, GE, the old, like, you know, the you call it glass, but it's plastic that goes around a hockey rink.
Oh, yeah, the boards are new, yeah.
Yeah, the boards are new, but the old boards have been donated by GE. So there were some, like, bulletproof, bombproof, whatever GE plastic had lying around. They're like, here. And then for whatever reason, nobody understands why, but they took these, like, steel bar or whatever, you know, like cast iron, whatever, and to like solidly hold every single board in place. And so it's like, and so when you play hockey, you're taught if you know you're going to get hit, get your hips above the wall. So that way you hit the board. Cause on a normal one, the boards are held together, but they wobble. So it absorbs the energy. These ones, they're super glued into place. You know, they're literally iron into place. And so you just see kids going splat, you know, because everyone who doesn't usually play at the club, they try and do that, and they just, you hit the wall, and the wall doesn't move, because it's this GE plastic reinforced by steel. So this year, they have new boards that are not, you know, GE manufactured, and they have normal little, I don't know, plastic holders that hold them in place as opposed to steel barriers. And so it seems like it's, you know, not quite the same level of fly against the truck windshield when someone gets smashed into the wall. So I think you do have to appreciate that if you're skating there.
Hmm. There you go.
The more you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Is our special guest doing okay?
Stirring. The baby is stirring in the corner of the studio right now.
All right. You know, I'm kind of insulted that he didn't say anything last time.
He didn't.
You know, he was a special guest, and he, you know, he didn't say it. Like, if he's going to be a guest somewhere, he needs to step up. And,
yeah. He's not contributing, that's for sure. if anything, he's a drain on the preparation for this show and in all other aspects of my life.
you made the decision.
Let's not get into that. Yes. Yes. To a, yeah. Takes two to tango, so to speak.
All right, well, we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and get on with the rest of the show. We got some more basketball to talk about, got some other stuff to talk about. So stay with us right here on WTBR.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information. Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Welcome back, folks. Bird's Eye View, Jesse and Mike here. Hopefully you're staying warm, staying safe, staying warm and staying safe. I can speak on this very snowy day. I have a perfect view out the outside, and it is still coming down. So be careful on the roads, folks. Mike and I had some spirited discussions off air a few days ago about Taconic and Monument Boys basketball.
Yeah.
And Mike used the word throttle when it came to what he thought Monument would do to Taconic.
I'll hedge that these conversations happened at like 11:30, midnight ish. So yeah, I may have been kind of flying by the seat of the pants at this point, but I went and saw Taconic for the first time in a bit on Friday, and
they not play well.
In their defense, they probably had their worst. I mean, they definitely had their worst game of the season. Their prior two losses were like by two to a really good, I think, comp team, and then they lost to some team from Maine that, who knows, could be a juggernaut.
and they lost that game, I think, in OT,
something like that. Yeah, it was another fairly close game. I have the wrong thing up, but saw them. Yeah, Hoop Hall. They lost by two again. So their prior two losses were, yeah, 2-point loss at comp and a 2-point loss, or two comp and then a 2-point loss at the Hoop Hall. But this one, they wind up scoring 43 points. It was just kind of a, like, an abysmal basketball game. I was confused, to say the least, watching it. And like early on, I'm like, "What? This is weird. What's going on?" But it's the first quarter. Coach Hafey calls the timeout and does that, you know,
chewing them out.
Yeah, lights into them. Where it's you know, audible for the fans to hear, kind of deal. Probably, I mean, I wouldn't say performative, but performative to an aspect. He had a goal with that conversation, and it worked. And then I'm like formulating the story in my head, where I tie everything into parenting now. But I'm like, oh, yelling works. So I've read some things in the past where, like, yeah, people are, you know, beating themselves up for yelling at their kids. No, like, yelling works sometimes. It worked for Taconic, but it only worked for a stretch. That wound up being that one. I mean, maybe I was upset because it took my great story lead from me, but they fell asleep again. And Agawam went on. Angrily threw that sheet of paper away. But yeah, I think it wound up being a 20-0 run that spanned kind of the end of the first quarter. Really all the second quarter. It was a weird game in that, so Taconic had a 3-point second quarter.
Not good.
Agawam had a 3-point third quarter.
Also not good. And Taconic lost by double digits.
Yeah, not double digits, they lost by six. Okay. Because Cesar Santos had kind of his big old close. He had, I think, 12 of his 16 in the fourth quarter. And
well, Santos was great against Wilcona, and this is where we disagreed. I said Taconic just had a bad game,
mm-hmm.
and I thought throttle was a very strong word. I did not think that Monument was like 20 points better than Taconic. I could see them being 5 to 10 points better, but I did not think mm-hmm. they were that much better. I saw probably the second half of Taconic Wilcona when they played 2 days ago, I guess now.
Yep.
And I will grant you that I have more nerves now about Taconic than I did before, because it took them entirely too long to remember we need to get the ball to Kyle McGrath inside.
Mm-hmm.
And once it was a very close game, and they took like an 8-point lead, and then all of a sudden I turn away to go do something, and I look back, and Wilcona's tied the game up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what happened? You were just up 8, and then they finally just got the ball to Kyle and got out of the way, and he scored, I think, I don't know, like 15 points in the back two quarters or whatever it was.
Yep.
And
had 22 in the game. Yeah.
Had 22 in the game, and then they won by double digits.
Yes.
And I was like, why did this take? This shouldn't have been complicated. This was your offense for the first half of the year.
Yeah, that was so. My thinking was like, yeah, like don't lose to Wilcona, because Wilcona is a kind of they're at this stage where they're a frisky team with nothing to lose. I guess they're kind of in the playoff race for states, but they are kind of, I don't know, embracing a role of spoiler at this point of, hey, we got some big games on the end of our season here. We're going to try our best to take shots at these kind of bigger teams right now. And they were coming off an overtime loss to Pittsfield. And yeah, I'm like, don't let this slip into something, because, as I said, Taconic put up 43 points against Agawam. Kyle McGrath had 11 points. We talk a lot about him all year. They got within four. They got within two a couple times late, but got within four. He went to the line for two free throws, missed them both, and that was kind of the deal was done at that point.
He made his free throws against Wilcona.
Yeah,
so that was good. And also, Cesar Santos had a nice game too. He had some nice big layups at the end. I think he had double digits.
Yeah, that was something else that another of our colleagues was saying, that who has more on his back right now than Kyle McGrath? And I was like, Taconic should have. Like, if you were doing a kind of an all-star team, not like an all-NBA, not like a top five or anything like that, but just if you were picking an all-star team from the county, Taconic's going to have three guys on there, right? You would figure Bua would be on there and Santos would be on there.
I don't know if Bua would be on there.
I mean, doesn't score quite as much, but from a everything else perspective, they have some guys on this team.
They have some guys on this team, yeah.
Granted, they're going to finish 16-2 or whatever, 15-3, so... barring the Monument game, but
right, that's Monday, by the way.
So yeah,
in Great Barrington.
Yes, which is another aspect of
you got to be playing.
If you want to, like, the most hostile environment you're going to play in this year, I don't want to say hostile because Monument's a very like nice place. But
no,
it's
going to
be loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be packed. The kids are going to be on the floor, essentially, not inside the barriers, hopefully. But it's a cramped place. It's a tough place to play, and I would wager it's going to be the toughest place Pittsfield's had, Taconic has had to play this season.
Yeah, 100%. Because, you know, the Boys and Girls Club is half them.
Yeah, and it's
at home.
And it's kind of spread a little bit. It's sure. not. It's not.
The kids aren't right up on you. It's not as tight. Yeah, it's
what's
not
the
as
word
intimate.
Where you're afraid of tight spaces?
Claustrophobia.
Yeah, it's not claustrophobic. Sorry,
that took you a while there.
Yeah, I was like, I can't think of this word. What about that?
No,
I talk till it comes.
I agree. This is a huge game for all the teams, for both teams, Monument and Taconic, because this is Monument's kind of last huge test of the season.
Yeah.
They haven't really been tested all
but
that
they
much.
Haven't. Yeah, I mean, but, they haven't shown any signs of, you know, they played Wekona too. They beat them up. 81-56. They beat up Huzik. They moved past like these things.
Yeah,
I mean, you talked
Taconic,
the Pittsfield game. That was January 3rd. We're going way back to. I mean, Clinton was December 28th. So Monument's been kind of a freight train for a couple weeks now. And momentum. Speaking momentum wise, yeah, that's a scary thing for Taconic, I would imagine.
Yeah, for Taconic on your All Star point, I think part of it was first half of the season. It's McGrath and nothing else, and I would not be surprised if there's a little bit of intentionally trying to spread the ball around. And so the offense struggles because you want to get more people involved. You want to diversify the offense.
They needed to find some shooting.
They
have
need to find some
bit.
Shooting. They need to find some alternate scoring. Mm-hmm. And I think Cesar Santos has stepped up in a lot of ways scoring because mm-hmm. he'd been more of a passer to start the season. And that had been really impressive, great maturation to his game. But on the other hand, he's a good scorer. So if he's not scoring the ball, that's an issue. And I think now they've started to balance things out. But at the same time, it's, hey, go to Kyle McGrath. That's the bread and butter. That's what's working. Don't leave what was working to try and find other areas. It's, you know, it's crunch time now.
It's a little stylistic clashing, for him to have to play. Well, A, he was coming into the season and not having a kind of a dynamic star point guard next to him, which he's had kind of since he's been in high school. Now he's kind of has to be that guy for large stretches of these games. But he's also a guy who excuse me. Would seem to almost fit better in a Pittsfield style. He's not really a slow it down kind of kid.
No, Santos is a play 120 miles an hour.
Yeah,
he's a driver.
So,
he's a slasher.
But he's on this team with two
big
posts. Who I mean, Bua runs very well. Kyle McGrath runs pretty well, but not quite at the level of Cesar Santos. That's just kind of probably has taken him a while to get used to and pick his spots. And clearly that. Fourth quarter was very impressive. I mean, that like had they come all the way back and they did get within two a couple times there, mostly because he was just they brought a full court press that I haven't seen a lot of, and it worked a few times. Cesar came up with some steals real quick to the rim the other way, and when he's catching guys kind of on their heels, he might be top 2-3 guy in the county at being able to get the ball in the bucket.
Oh yeah. if he's in transition, there are very few guards who can score better. He definitely has the highest vertical of anyone in the county, and he can jump with anybody. He can get by you. He is incredibly quick, but yeah, it is very much a question of can Taconic keep pace.
Press is a weapon. Who's ready to handle a weapon like a press? Team with potentially three senior guards.
So Isaiah Keefe,
we'll
believe, will
there,
not
but, yeah.
be back until the playoffs. They're hoping that he.
But what about Dr. Isaiah?
Well, Dr. Isaiah is a different story. We've had some interesting doctors in Berkshire County.
I suppose if you're gonna wind up,
year.
You're gonna have to play Taconic twice. You probably want to be active for the second game.
Yeah, if the second game is in the Western Mass final. then yeah, you want him back for the second game. Yeah, no. Christian Blanchard had a sensational game against Hoosick Valley on Monday. He had 29 points, career best. I mean, Manny Brown scored his 1,000th point. You know, congratulations to him. It's 2 years in a row now that Monument has a 1,000-point score, and it's kind of crazy because Jason Ross...
That makes a total of three.
That makes a total of three boys. Three boys. Jason Ross scored in 2000, and then it went, 24 years between him and Khalil Carlson last year, and now it's Manny Brown, so two in a row. Yeah.
Goes to one of my longstanding beliefs that I got... whole boatload of credit goes to Randy Koldis, because for the longest time since I got out here, Monument just couldn't retain its star basketball players. They were all going to Berkshire School. They were going other places. And since he's been there, this is now two guys who have two star players who have matriculated through 4 years of Randy Koldis. I mean, more than two, but two that have scored 1,000 points. You can look back
and it was very funny because Manny Brown's little brother, Dion, who plays at Boston College. Yeah, I said older brother.
Older. I think he said little.
No. Older brother.
Jersey.
Who plays at... I said older brother. Dion, who plays at BC. who scored 972 points for Monument in two seasons, and Randy after Monday's game was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Some coach kept taking him out of fourth quarters. Otherwise, he would have gotten it. I don't know who that was. He's like, all right, Randy. But yeah, no, that was an impressive game for Monument because Hoosick started out hot. They took a 10-0 lead to start the game, and Randy did not call a timeout. Monument did not get flustered, did not panic. Manny Brown did not have a good shooting game, even though he got 1,000. You know, he had 25 in the game. It was not a good shooting game, and Christian Blanchard picked up the slack in a big way. And Manny, credit to him as well, because you can tell he's as good as he is because he realized this is not a good shooting game for me. And he said as much afterwards, and he started driving, you know, trying to get to the layups, trying to get to his right, getting inside, attacking the rim. And that's important because there's a lot of kids who are just going to try and shoot out of the slump. And just flinging bricks is not the way to get right, you know? And so he alternated, went to what was working, and he scored 25, and he got his 1,000. It was very funny because you never want to get it at the free throw line, and he needed 2 points and got fouled. And the first free throw clanged off, and the crowd cheered because they were happy he didn't get it at the line. And then he got a layup, and you know everyone was happy. But yeah, so that was an impressive win for Monument against Hoosick. Hoosick, I think, just kind of they are what they are now. They're a team with a lot of talented pieces that it does not play like a team. They're not coherent, and that's just kind of who they are. I think they can hang with a lot of really good squads in the tournament, and I think they can lose to a lot of not as good squads in the tournament because they can self-combust or they can kind of fall apart. And so it'll be interesting to see how they close down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, first round play, they're a 3 seed right now, so first round of the playoffs, they will have Mount Everett, who they should be better than Mount Everett.
But once again, if Everett plays composed...
Yes, Everett has guys. If Everett's composed, then that's a scary game. But second round, you're going to run into either Duggan or Pioneer Valley. So, yeah, are you ready for that?
Probably not.
Yeah, it doesn't look it.
Pioneer Valley smoked Hoosick early in the season, and Hoosick needed a crazy comeback in the Western Mass Final last year to beat Duggan, and Duggan's best players are back.
Yes, so those two teams are combined 26-0.
Yeah, I should mention. Well, Duggan doesn't play anybody, so I'm not, you know, I'm not really as high on their record, but I know that they have guys who are really good. And so, yeah, Hoosick is just gonna have to gut through it. Same with their state tournament; they're probably gonna host a game, if not two. But once again, this is not Hoosick's team from last year. And, you know, Aiden Wicks is a really good scorer and passer. Trey Moynihan is a really good scorer. Will Hakes is actually a really nice, you know, third guard. And I've seen some good stuff out of Quinnell Bradley, who didn't start. So I'm kind of wondering if there was maybe some health issues or practice issues or whatever. They have some good pieces. But it's just, can it all come together? Can they all play composed? And I don't know. I don't know. So that'll be interesting to see how they kind of figure out down the stretch. And so I think you said they lost close to Granby, who was kind of like Granby's a good team ranked high. I didn't really know how good, but I guess.
They were like 12-3, something like that.
They're just not in as good a league, so it's hard, kind of hard to know sometimes.
I mean, Granby is currently the one seed in Class C. A legit team, I guess. Yeah, they would be wind up. That could be a second rounder with Drury in the Class C tournament. And yeah, if Hoosick wants to enter the playoffs, coming off, on a good foot, you have
Drury
to beat Drury.
Tuesday.
You have to beat Drury on Tuesday. That's what you should be targeting right now.
They've won the last two games, but you know, very different. These teams are trending in very different directions. We have about a minute left here. And that's kind of going to be a huge question mark because Drury has been looking good the last month or so. And
I will say, I played better against Pioneer Valley, still lost by double digits, but it wasn't a 30 something point game.
Right.
And that's what you're looking at. I think, as Bill Robinson said, we're not as good as them when they lost. It wound up being a 36 point game. And you said Hoosick was up by 10.
Yeah.
At one point. So that's a 46 point swing.
Yep.
In the span of certainly not 46 minutes.
Yeah, no, Monument held them to 3 points or 2 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So just not great. Got 30 seconds here. I'll just say Pittsfield girls, they've locked up at least a share of their league crown, the Valley Wheel. So it depends on whether or not Minichog wins its last league game. Minichog probably will, but then the two split the season series, so Pittsfield at least gets a share of it. Congratulations to them. They've had a very good season so far. But that's going to be it for us today here on Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike, stay safe out there, everyone. Stay warm, and have a good rest of your day.